Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I remember at the beginning of the year, beginning of the Bills season, that when this policy first went into effect, there was like one or two tips that I got or cases we looked into, but we couldn't ultimately prove it or it didn't come to fruition. This one obviously came to fruition, and you know, this is the first one we've had all year long, and it's just happened to be, unfortunately, the last game, but I won't get into that. Last evening, 34-year-old Michael Nabb and 37-year-old Amber Nabb of West Seneca, husband and wife, were arraigned in Orchard Park Town Court for a Class D felony, which is a criminal possession of a forged instrument in the second degree. The allegation is that they, I have the cards right here. It's got their date of birth on here, so I can't show it to you. I don't want to do that, but basically the allegation is that you get a CDC blank vaccination card here, you fill in your name, you fill in your date of birth, you fill in first dose Pfizer, second dose Pfizer, you allegedly make up a lot number here, you put down the date that you got it, and then you put that you got it at a CVS, and they even allegedly put down a number to a CVS store. I don't know how they did that or found that, but maybe they just made a three-digit number up, allegedly. And so what happened was these two individuals were actually on the Buffalo Bills' radar before the Patriots game. There had been some social media activity in previous games, and someone saw it on social media and called the Buffalo Bills or called the health department and made an anonymous tip that these two individuals were allegedly posting that they had been gotten the Bills games prior using a vax card. That's not part of my charge. I don't know that. I'm not alleging that. I'm just giving you background on how they got on the Buffalo Bills radar. So when it came time for the Patriots game, they actually got in the game. They went to their seat. And in the third quarter, they were tapped on the shoulder by the Buffalo Bills and the Sheriff's Department to come with them, and they were then questioned. So they actually got in the game and sat for three quarters, and then the Buffalo Bills and the Sheriffs found them. I don't know if they were season ticket holders. I presume they were. They found it. They knew where they were sitting, but I don't know that for sure. But in any event, they got them, and they questioned them. And then based upon that questioning right there, the investigation ensued. And the Buffalo Bills want them prosecuted. They asked the sheriff's department to prosecute them. The sheriff's department then called me up and said, what do you want to do? I said, what do the Bills want to do? And they said they want to prosecute them. So I am. And so we are, they've been charged now with the crime. And they were arraigned last night, and they it's a non-bail offense, so they were obviously released. And they return on February 22nd at 5 o'clock for a felony hearing. Questions? Yeah.
Yeah, you answered one of my questions, yeah, which was, as they got the game and who intercepted them, and how did they determine it was a fake card?
Yeah.
Or maybe they made an admission, but I mean, the card itself, is it obvious?
No. Oh, no. Oh, God, no. No, no. Not at all. No. So, it's not. That's why they got in. Because if I'm standing in front of the building there, I've been every Bills game this year, so I know how it works. I mean, if I see this, it's easy.
So did they make a decision?
Well, I can't say that. I can't. Well, I could, but I'm not gonna. I can't say what they've done. But obviously, I have evidence that I have evidence that they were not vaccinated, and that this is fake. I do.
The question may be then, aren't there better things for Iraq?
Yeah. I would readily admit this is not the Kennedy assassination. Okay? I readily admit this is not the crime of the century. I hate to be the guy that says I need to send a message. I don't like being that guy, but you can't do this. There's a law. We got laws on the books. I personally don't believe in coming out and saying that I'm not going to prosecute anyone who does X law. I don't believe in that because, quite frankly, I took an oath to defend the Constitution of the state of New York and the laws of the state of New York. And if a law is on the books, then 9 out of 10 times I'm going to prosecute it. I obviously have individual prosecutorial discretion where I can just say, you know what, I'm not going to do this. But in this case, I said I am going to do it. I'm going to prosecute them. Now, am I going to send them to Attica? No. All right. But they're going to go through. They're going to get prosecuted.
Oh,
yeah. Correct.
So does this get prosecuted like as if somebody had a fake driver's license or something?
Yeah. The problem is, the reality is that I didn't need the new law to prosecute this case. Because the old, like you said, astutely, the old law said clear, if you forge a instrument, a legal document, you are guilty of this crime, okay? And obviously, a CDC card is an official document. And so, I had them even before the new law. All the new law did that was enacted in December was, specifically point out that a CDC vaccination card is in fact a written instrument. It just clarified it, obviously. But at the end of the day, I really didn't need that. In this case here, it's not really an old law versus new law. That really didn't come into effect at all in my mind. I basically had him with the old law, and quite frankly, I had him with the old law because we did investigate a couple of cases early on, at the beginning of the season. Like I said earlier, that never came to fruition because we just couldn't prove it. So under that, I had the old law. So in this case, it's not really an old law kind of thing.
Social media activity. So you're alleging that one or both of these individuals were posting on social media, hey, we got into the Bills game with a fake vax card.
No, I'm not alleging.
Not legally alleging, but correct. That's what you're telling us as part of the narrative.
That, yes, correct. That's how they got on the Bills radar.
Okay.
So they got in the Bills radar someone saw it on social media and then called the Bills.
Which was posted on social media by the suspect or by the defense.
Allegedly, but allegedly, but I never saw it. Or I don't know. I mean,
this is what the Bills have told you?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Sheriff's Department, yes.
If they don't post this on social media, and we hear and see it on social media throughout the course of this Bills season, posts similar to the ones you're describing, if there is no posting on social media, do they get away with doing this?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, unless someone, take them out of the equation, okay? Just take anyone who, again, let's be honest. I mean, there's probably many others who did this as well. Unless those individuals, like, specifically told someone, like, they didn't use social media. They're at a bar, and they're bragging at the bar, hey, I got in tonight, you know, I got my fake fax car, you know, and you know, and they say something at a bar, and someone overhears them, and then calls the sheriff's department. That would be one way to catch someone. There are other ways, but in this case right here, if they didn't do that, if they didn't tell a friend or family member who called on them, you know, if they didn't use social media, allegedly, then there are probably like hundreds of others who probably got in with a fake card.
So that sets up what I'm getting at.
Okay.
I think a lot of our viewers think there were a lot of people who maybe weren't vaccinated who managed to get into Bills games.
Yes.
You know, it shouldn't have been this year.
Yeah.
You said hundreds. I don't know if you actually think it's hundreds. Or if you were just
that's an educated guess.
So are you singling these two out, or is it just that you have the elements of
prosecution? I caught them. They got caught. They got caught. They're getting singled out just because I can prove it. Is it fair to, you know, make them the poster child of everyone else who got in this year, you know, not only in the Bills game, but across the country and stadiums, you know, throughout the NFL season, you know, in a big scheme of things, that's probably not fair to do that. And so I think everyone knows I'm a fair person. That will be on my mind as this case goes along.
But if you don't prosecute them, things that the law has no teeth.
Absolutely. If you let them go, you know, because say, you know what, you know, these are the only two that got caught, you know, hundreds more did it, probably thousands across the country, you know, why am I going to jam these two people up right here? They got no priors. They're a professional couple. They're not career criminals. You know, why am I going to jam these two up right here? All right. I'm not going to jam them up. They're initially getting jammed right now. I can see that. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to jam them up. But I can't just let them go. I can't just say, you know what? I'm going to disregard this law. I don't believe in this law. I don't believe in all this nonsense. And you know what? I'm just going to summarily say that I'm not going to enforce this law, period, at all. What I said a day before, that's not how I operate. I don't do that. I don't say I'm not going to prosecute anyone who goes through a turnstile. You know, I'm not going to prosecute anyone who is in possession of a crack pipe. Okay, I don't do that. All right, I handle those matters on a case by case basis. This matter, I could have handled obviously on a case by case basis and say, you know what, this particular case, I'm going to let him go, but that's a bad message. And so there's a certain element, like I said before, I don't really like being a message guy, but there's a certain element where sometimes you have to. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. The answer is yes. Now the answer, you get into the whole fairness point of view of this and what's the right thing at the end of the day. That is the next decision that I make, you know, going forward. You know, how do I fairly resolve this matter? where I'm, you know, not letting him go. I'm, you know, sending a somewhat message. You know, I got to have it a turn out there. Hopefully, we don't got to do this next year. Unfortunately, we're not going to have this problem on Sunday. I'm very unfortunate about that. You know, so again, there may not be a need to have a deterrent factor here, because it may not be an issue next year, hopefully. But if it is an issue next year and we still have to provide cards, then there is obviously a deterrent factor. And obviously, it still matters now. I go to the UB basketball games. You got to show the vax card for a UB basketball game, which is a much tighter area inside that definitely has more of a health risk than an outside football stadium. So there are UB games. I don't go to Sabres games. The Sabres do it?
Yeah, they do.
They do. All right. Okay. if you're going forward, I mean, we're going forward. There are venues, sporting venues, where you got to show the card. And again, we want to make sure that people are safe to go to the games, which I do for all the UB basketball games.
I appreciate you said you have to think about this moving forward, but is prison on the table for these?
No.
If you get a conviction?
No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. It probably could be. I mean, there probably is some kind of federal statute out there. They would clearly side with Dave's question before that, you know, that we have better things to do than this, the feds, you know. I'm not putting words in her mouth, but there may be a federal crime that's just, you know, obviously not my alley. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you remember last when COVID first started, I charged a doctor with taking a vaccine home to his wife, and you know I got a lot of grief over that. About you know, hey, what are you charging a doctor for? His wife, you know, it's his wife, you know, it's no big deal. Yeah, at the end of the day, I agree, it was not that big a deal, but at the time, you know, when I did that. You know, the vaccines were hard to come by. You know, people were driving to Utica for vaccines. I mean, it would have been a slap in the face. You know, my rationale back then, you know, a year and a half ago for that case was, my rationale was it would have been a slap in the face to everyone who drove to Utica, to Syracuse, to Albany, wherever, to go and get a vaccine. It would have been a slap in the face to everyone who, you know, was eligible for the vaccine and had to wait their turn. This, the same logic applies here, all right? It's a slap in the face to me and my daughter who went to the Patriots game when, you know, we got vaccinated. We abided by the rules. If there were hundreds, Chris, I'm just throwing out hundreds out there, that means that there was 70,000 others, okay, who did the right thing. So it's a slap in the face to the 70,000 others who did the right thing. And quite frankly, you know, not to drill down to a personal level here, but you know, I'm not, you know, me and my kids have all had it, all right, you know, COVID. So, but the risk is still there, and you know, while my daughter is not going to get sick, probably, what's going to happen if she catches COVID? She's a senior in high school. She's playing varsity basketball, and if she's got to miss her varsity basketball because she got COVID, because a guy sitting next to her is unvaccinated and got on a fake vax card, that's going to upset me. And so it upsets the 70,000 others who are there who, you know, at this point may not be worried about getting sick, even though some obviously are, but it's a disruption in our lives if we catch it. And the rules are there, and you know what? We live in a world where you gotta follow rules. And I'm here to make sure you follow rules.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.